Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's learn. This week's parasha, we learn about the Moadim, the Shalosh Regalim. It appears two places in Chumash, in Parashas Emor and Parashas Re'eh. This week is the Kriyas HaTorah. Every Yom Tov we learn from Parashas Re'eh, the Shalosh Regalim. So I'd like to discuss a little bit of the Shalosh Regalim. First thing is something very interesting, which we always mention. We usually mention when we have a Shabbos or a Shchodesh, and maybe we should try to understand it in a new light. And that is tomorrow, or this Shabbos, is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Now, let's discuss a regular Rosh Chodesh. When it falls out during the week, what do? We daven Musaf. We add to the Tfilos a Tfilas Musaf, and we make mention of the Korbonos, Roshei Chodoshim, Liamcha Nosat, Zman Kapara, L'chol Tvedosim. There's a special Musaf, and we make mention of the Korbonos of Rosh Chodesh. What happens when it's Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Thank you. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. What do? We add Al Hanisim, right? We embellish the Nusach of Musaf with the Al Hanisim. Another example. What happens when it is when? Trying to think of an example. When it's Shabbos, let's say Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and benching. Okay, just a simple example. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and benching. This week's Shabbos. So you have Yalav Yavo, and you have Ritzei. If it was up to us, it's very likely that if we were given the task to write the Nusach of Musaf for this coming Shabbos, what would we do? Well, it's Shabbos. We anyway are saying we're going to read Musaf for Shabbos. So we'll, but being that it's also this week, Rosh Chodesh, we'll have a little insertion in gray, and in the article said all of the insertions are in gray, so we'll insert into the Musaf of Shabbos the Korbanos for Rosh Chodesh. We'll read the regular Musaf, Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzisa Korbanosecha, it's a beautiful Musaf. The letters of the Aleph is going backwards. We then come to the part of the Musaf where we read about the Korbanos. And then, being that today is also Rosh Chodesh, isn't that what we would expect to do? And if we want to embellish a little bit more, so maybe we'll add in Elokeinu, Avoseinu, Chadesh, L'Chodesh Hazeh, L'Toyv, L'Vroch. We'll add in a few more things, Zochreinu, a few more things. Yet, what did Chazal do? Chazal said that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, no. Skip the whole Musaf. They composed an entirely new Nusach for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's a shocking thing. A shocking thing to completely ignore what we normally say on Shabbos and to recite a completely different Nusach of Ato Yotzar to Elamcha Mikedem, Chalisa Malachtecha Bayom Hashvi. It's an incredible thing. An incredible Nusach that's recited rarely, only when Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh. Now, the question is, what is so unique about this Nusach? So you'll tell me, of course, well, you have the beginning, Ato Yetzarta, you have these beautiful Shoinais, Olam HaMikedem, Rosh Chodesh is the Me'ein of Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Chodesh really alludes to Rosh Hashanah. So we go back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, you created the world Mikedem, Kalitza Malachab Yamashri, we embellish it with Shabbos. So Olam HaMikedem is like a Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh of all the Rosh Chodeshim with Shabbos as well. And then we go on. But if you look very carefully, the main theme, what's really unique about this Nusach is, it draws heavily from the Nusach of the Shalosh Regalim. Yom Tov. Ahavtoi sonu v'ratzisa banu v'raimam tanu mikol ha'lashaynais. V'kidashtanu b'mitzvay secha. V'kidavtonim al-kim la'avodah secha. V'shimcha ha'gadol v'akadosh v'en karasa. V'atitin lanu ashen l'biyah v'ashabos sois l'mnuchum v'rosh ha'kadosh l'chapara. U'lufi shechotonu l'fonecha. U'bimnechato einu golinu me'artzeinu. It's the same thing. Anachnu v'avaseinu charvo yireinu v'shamim beis mikdashenu v'golu yikoreinu v'udul kovim meis chayenu. In essence, what has happened over here is a fascinating insight that we mentioned very quickly many times, but I want to dwell upon it now. that when Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh, I'll give you three options. Either it's a Shabbostika Rosh Chodesh, or it's a Rosh Chodesh with the flavor of Shabbos, or it's none of the above. It's none of the above. It's elevated, the combination of bringing together Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh creates an entirely new day called equivalent to one of the Shalosh Regalim. You would think, it's Shabbos. Ooh, it's Shabbos. We'll give this Shabbos a little flavor of Rosh Chodesh. Or we can say, it's Rosh Chodesh. We'll give the Rosh Chodesh a flavor of Shabbos. No. If that would be the case, we would recite the Nusach of Tikanta Shabbos and add to Tikanta Shabbos over Rosh Chodeshechem. Or we would recite the Musaf of Rosh Chodoshim Liamcha Nosota and enter it, say, with the Korbanos of Shabbos. Those are our two obvious options. That's what we would assume. Choose one of those two options for this coming Shabbos. And yet Chazal said none of the above. Don't recite Tikanta Shabbos and embellish it with Rosh Chodeshechem. Do not recite Rosh Chodoshim Liamcha Nosota and embellish it with Shabbos. Instead, it's equivalent to one of the Shalosh Regalim, and you're going to recite a Nusach of Musaf that is equivalent, is the same thing as if it was one of the Shalosh Regalim. It's amazing. The combination, the sum is greater than the parts. And it's very fascinating that this happens this year on which Parsha? Parshas Re'eh, which is the Parsha that actually discusses in detail the Shalosh Regalim. So this week, it's not just an ordinary Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh that coincides with Parshas Re'eh. On the Shalosh Regalim, what do you learn on the Shalosh Regalim? You learn Parshas Re'eh. This is what you learn. This exactly is the learning. And now, when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is elevated into a Yom Tif with the Nusach of the Tefillah, which is equivalent to the Shalosh Regalim, we do the same Kriyas HaTorah. We actually lane the Nusach, we lane the laning of the Moadim. It's an entire... Now the question is why? What is it about this combination? I don't have an answer. Okay, I don't have an answer. I was going to throw this out. But it bothers me very, very much. It bothers me. What is it about this combination that brings us forward? We do know, Chazal tell us, is that Rosh Chodesh was really meant to be a moed. Rosh Chodesh was meant to be originally before the Chet HaEgel. So says in Chazal, says in the Medrash, Rosh Chodesh was equal to the other moadim. And indeed, it was an Isser Melacha. You were not allowed to do Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. You treated Rosh Chodesh with the same sanctity that they treated the Shalosh Regalim. What happened? The Chet HaEgel, they lost it. This festival of Rosh Chodesh was taken away from Klal Yisrael because of the Chet HaEgel. Why is the Chet HaEgel directly related to Rosh Chodesh? I guess you have to say it's because since it was the very first mitzvah, Achodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. And here when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to bring down the Torah, the beginning of the history of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, they made an error in the very, very beginning, so it affected their Shoroshim, the roots of Klal Yisrael. And this manifested itself in our very first festival being taken away from us. Giving of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu going to Shemayim to bring down the Torah, well, that was the new Haskalah for Klal Yisrael. We received the Aseres HaDibros, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and they can't even wait a few more minutes for Moshe to come down. They worship the Egel. This affected our beginning, our Haskalah into Yadros. As a punishment, Mida, Keneged Mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu took away from us our first festival. What is the first festival? HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. And that is why Chazal tell us, Noshim, women, who did not women who did not participate in the egel, who refused to give their jewelry to the egel, they have a greater connection to Rosh Chodesh than men. And that's why there's a minik. It's not really seen too much today. It's not too common today. But women do not do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. What kind of melacha? So it's very limited. Only not sewing, not making various types of melachas relating to the making of clothing.
Haircuts
that
also.
What?
Haircuts.
Women? Men, but men do?
The same for Hasidim.
Okay. So women, and some say it only applies at night, doesn't apply by day. I don't know all the details, but there's no question about it that there is such a principle. I don't know to what degree it's practiced today and exactly which melachos, and for how long of the day, but there's no doubt about it. If you look in all the Sfarim on Rosh Chodesh, it's traditionally women have much more of a connection to Rosh Chodesh than men because women did not participate in the egel. They refused to give their jewelry for the egel. And therefore, the damage done to the festival of Rosh Chodesh from their perspective was less than it was than men. Because originally, Chazal say that Rosh Chodesh was meant to be a full-fledged holiday just like all of the other Moadim. Therefore, it would appear that now when Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, and we are anyway forced to treat the Rosh Chodesh with the same sanctity as a Yom Tov, because if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, you anyway cannot do Melacha because it's Shabbos Chodesh. So we're basically treating the Rosh Chodesh the way Rosh Chodesh was meant to be treated before the Chet Ha'ega. We get a taste of what the real Rosh Chodesh is all about. It's not real because it's only because it's Shabbos. But the bottom line is, it is Rosh Chodesh and you're not doing Melacha. And that's the way Rosh Chodesh was originally meant to be from the time when the Torah was given to us. Oh, you're now coming back to appreciate Rosh Chodesh the way it was meant to be. Therefore, you have to recite a Nusach in the Musaf the way it was meant to be. Being that Rosh Chodesh was originally meant to be a Yom Tov, which there's an Isser Melacha, we treat with the same Kiddush like the other Shalosh Regalim, and it was only taken away because of the Egel. So it was reduced from a Yom Tov to an ordinary day, and we have a Nusach of Rosh Chodeshim Liamcha Nasata Zeman Kaparo L'chol Toldos. We actually mentioned the fact that it's Shvach. Why do we mention on Rosh Chodesh Zman Kaparo, being a Sawyer? Why do we mention the car? There are many reasons, but one of the main reasons is because the reason why Rosh Chodesh is the way it is today on a much lower level than it used to be is because Rosh Chodesh, because of the Chet Egel, because of the Chet. The Chet of the Egel was the Chet, the Klal Yisrael, which lives on with us, of Yom Pakti Pakat, it lives on for us all time. Therefore, we immediately, in the beginning of the Nusach, we mention Rosh Chodesh, Liam Chonosota, Zman Kaparo, L'chol Toldosam. Look how we're suffering out all these generations, Toldosam. All the generations, the Toldos of Klal Yisrael, were still suffering because of the Chet Ha'egel. That's a drush. But there's truth to that drush. But now, when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and we're actually treating the Rosh Chodesh with the same Kedusha of Shabbos, we are going back to the way it was meant to be treated originally. Therefore, we have to recite the Nusach of the Shalosh Regalim. And that's why the Nusach is a new Nusach. This perhaps is a mahalich in why we have here a special nusach for this week. And this weekend is very, very special because it also coincides with the Moadim, Parashas Re'ei, which anyway would have been the Kriyas HaTorah for one of the Moadim. Okay, now let's talk a little halachic inyan with the Moadim, just a quick halachic inyan. Does a person... We know that on Shabbos, Friday night, we make Kiddush. We recite Kiddush. Why do we recite Kiddush? What's the source for reciting Kiddush? Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'kadosho. That's the makar. You shall remember Shabbos. L'kadosho is to sanctify it. To sanctify Shabbos. The question, and according to the Machlokes Rishonim, some Rishonim are of the opinion that Kiddush Friday night is de'oraisa. And so everyone holds it's deraisa. I take that back. Everyone holds it kiddush deraisa. The question is kiddush al hayayin deraisa. Zachar es yoyim haShabbos l'kadosho. Do we take the word zachar to such an extent that making kiddush al kosh shel yayin is a deraisa. It's machlokes rishonim. Some say yes, some say not. Okay, let's the question. What about Yom Tov, the Shalosh Regalim? Is there b'chlal a requirement to make Kiddush Daraisa on Yom Tov? And if there is a requirement to make Kiddush on Yom Tov, is there a requirement to make Kiddush Al Hayayin the night of Yom Tov? So this also is a major machlekes Rishonim, and much of it is based upon the translation of the word Shabbos. Many Rishonim hold, I'm quoting over here is from Rabbi Dvorkis, in one of his Sfarim, many Rishonim hold that when the Torah says Shabbos, Shabbos does not mean only Shabbos. Shabbos means any day which there is a Shavisa from Melacha. Even though the Pshutai Shal Mikra Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh Yom HaShvi, Shabbos LaShem Elokecha, but when it says in the Torah, Zohar es yoim ha-Shabbos l'kadeshoi, according to some of the Rishonim, Shabbos means a day when there is a Shvisa of Melacha, you shall remember it, to sanctify it, regardless of if the reason why you are not doing Melacha is because it's the seventh day of the week or because it is a festival. And that would demand that we are required to make Kiddush on the night of Yom Tov, the same way we are required to make Kiddush on the night of Shabbos. But what about wine? What about the meaning of drinking wine?
By the way, Shabbos, you have it the first time. Kibo Shabbos and Kol Malachto.
Okay, that's where it says the first time, the word Shabbos. But Shabbos also... Yom Kippur is certainly called Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, Soin. And Shabbos, according to many Rishonim, is a reference, alludes to also, Rashi holds that it's the Raisa. To rest. The Tzedokim, by Mimocharas HaShabbos. Correct. Mimocharas HaShabbos, when is Shavuos? Is Shavuos after Pesach? Do we begin to count 50 days from the first day of Pesach? Or do we begin to count 50 days from Shabbos Bereshis? Excellent. So Chazal clearly hold that Shabbos refers to Yom Tov. Mimocharas HaShabbos Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. Okay, now let's go to another level. Drinking wine. What is wine? Wine, Chazal tell us, wine ain simcha zochre la yayin. And there's another element of yayin. Yayin brings simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah, the yayin yisamach levavenosh. Yayin is equated with simcha. The samachta b'chagecha, as I'll say, the way you mekayim the mitzvah derais of the samachta b'chagecha is meat and wine. In time of Chazal, time of the Beis Hamikdash, the meat would be meat of a korban, korbanos. V'zman hazeh, we do not have korbanos, so there's a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov. Is there a mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos? No. Mishneh Berurah says so b'feish. There is no mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos. There's no obligation to eat meat. Shabbos v'koroso l'Shabbos oineg. Oineg. Oineg is a day of enjoyment. A day of enjoyment. Enjoyment does not mean meat. Simcha v'somachta b'chagecha, that is a different level. That you require meat. There's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is called Oineg, the Korosa la Shabbos Oineg. Yom Tov, the Somachta Bechagecha is Simcha, Ein Simcha Ella the Boss of the Yayin. Oineg does not require Boss of the Yayin. Oineg requires something which you consider enjoyable. If you do not consider meat to give you enjoyment, you do not have to eat meat on Shabbos. There's no obligation to eat meat on Shabbos. There's a discussion of eating something hot. That's a different issue of eating something hot, but not necessarily to have meat on Shabbos. It's an oinik, so there's no harm in eating meat on Shabbos if it's considered an oinik. But yayin is also in the category of simcha. Now here's something very interesting. Is there a mitzvah to drink wine, the night of Yom Tov? Is there a mitzvah having simcha? Let me take that back. Not just drinking wine. Is there this that we just finished and discussed? There is an inyan of having simcha on Yom Tov. Does that apply to the night of Yom Tov as well? Shabbos, certainly the principle of oineg applies. There is oineg, v'korosa la Shabbos oineg. The pasuk does not differentiate between day and night. Oineg is through and through. Yontif, the mitzvah of v'somachta b'chagecha is eating meat. And with the meat is yayin. But Chazal are very careful. The meat that they're referring to is the meat of a korban. You cannot bring a korban at night. You can only bring a korban by day. So it comes out, there is no mitzvah of simcha bebasar at night. Because since the mitzvah of simcha, this samachta b'chagecha, and the pasuk goes on to say, lifnei Hashem elokecha, the basar that you're going to eat, it's going to give you simcha, relates to a korban, which is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that obligation only first begins on Yom Tov, not before Yom Tov. When is the first opportunity you will have to sacrifice an animal to provide meat? By day, because there's no bring of a korban at night. You sacrifice it by day. Korban Pesach is slaughtered on the 14th day, the Erev Pesach. At night. But no, that's a Korban Pesach. That's a separate halacha. That is a gzeiros hakasov. No, we don't. The Korban Pesach, Shechitas HaPesach is done Erev Pesach. It's a gzeiros hakasov. That's a very good question. It's true. But we don't know. There is one exception, though, and that is Shmini Atzeres. Because the pasuk says, V'hoyisa ach soneach. Chazal darshan ach samech l'rabois leil yom tov acharon shel hachag. Why? In other words, what Chazal is saying is there is a mitzvah to eat meat the night of Shmini Atzeres. Why the night of Shmini Atzeres? Why not the first night of Shavuos? Why not the first night of Sukkot? Because, the Gemara says, because since you are within 7 days of Pesach, and you can eat a korban shlamim for 2 days and the night in between, so you can slaughter an animal on Shavi, on Hashanah Rabbah, you can bring a korban on Hashanah Rabbah, and you'll have the meat to eat Simchas Torah, the night after Hashanah Rabbah. But the first day of Sukkos, when is the earliest time you can sacrifice? That's part of the Yom Tov, the first day. There's no pasuk anywhere telling you to sacrifice a korban Erev Sukkos. Doesn't exist such a thing. The first time that you have an obligation to have simcha is the first day of Sukkos, and there's an obligation to have simcha on the 7th day of Sukkos. And because if you sacrifice and you're having simcha on the 7th day of Sukkos, and you're allowed to continue eating that meat into the next night, and to the next day, so it's possible for you to eat meat on the night of Shmini Atzeres. So it comes out, l'halacha, the only time you have an obligation to eat meat on a Yom Tov, now Mr. Plotnik, you're correct, it's Pesach, Lel Pesach, because of the Korban Pesach, but, and Lel Shmini Atzeres. Otherwise, there is no mitzvah to eat meat the night of Shavuos, the first night of Shavuos. Maybe that's why the minigas eat milchiks. There's no inyan to eat meat. It's not possible until Yishach in the morning. And the first night of Sukkos. There's no inyan. If there's no inyan to eat meat, there's no sin. So the whole pasuk doesn't apply. Now, if the pasuk does not apply for meat, it doesn't apply for yayin either. If it doesn't apply for yayin, how can it then be that there's a mitzvah to make kiddush al hayayin? Bishloima, there's a din. You're splitting hairs, it's not so simple. There's a mitzvah of zachor es yoim hashabbos likatshev. A mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Zochreyu al hayayin. To remember al hayayin. Shabbos, there's no requirement to drink wine. But kiddush, you have to do on wine. Many Rishonim, including Rashi, says that when it says Shabbos is also Marbe Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So Zechor is Yom HaShabbos. You have an obligation to recite Kiddush the beginning of Yom Tov. Now, just like Shabbos, Chazal extend the Zechira, the zechira to include zochreyu al hayayin. Question: can it be that when it comes to yontif, the zochreyu al hayayin also has to be zochreyu alem? Why not? Why not? Reason why to say not is because it would then result that the etzem day of a day v'samachta b'chagecha does not require yayin at night, but yet the zechira does require. Is that fair? Shabbos totally doesn't say anything. So Shabbos, you could say the zechira requires yayin. But when we memayate openly yayin, the simcha begins by day, which means there's no simcha at night. So we memayate yayin at night from the essence of what the v'samachta b'chagecha. Yet you want to say that we should still have the zechira al hayayin? Okay, maybe that's one approach. Or the other approach is, it's not logical that if the essence of the day has, the essence of the night has been excluded from yayin and basar, because the yayin and basar go together, to say that when it says zochores yoyim haShabbos lekadsho, that you have to remember it, it must be a zechira al hayayin. Because since the night was excluded from basar v'yayin within the simcha of the night, it's not logical that the zechira, which is not, the simcha is the actual essence of the day, how you conduct yourself. Zechira is to declare, a declaration of the day. If the essence of the day does not demand having yayin, and we remove it, we openly remove it, only lel yontav acharayin, can it be then that the zechira would require? This is a dilemma in the inyan of requiring yayin for kiddush lel yontif would be a deraisa or only a derabanan. Okay, so we'll leave it with that. Tzach HaKol, we take away from this is that the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a yontif. It is one of the Shalosh Regalim. The reason being is because since anyway we're not doing malacha, we're fulfilling Rosh Chodesh the way it was meant to be fulfilled originally. Therefore, that demands that we recite the Nusach that we should really be reciting on every Rosh Chodesh. We're just going back to what we should be really doing originally. And then there's one halachic inyan. Kiddush Friday night is Daraisa, Al Hayayin, Zochores Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Yom Tif. Shabbos includes Yom Tif as well. Does it also demand there should be Yayin? Well, it's interesting that Yom Tif is a mitzvah of Yayin, V'samachta B'chagecha, related to the Korbanos. But that it openly excludes the night. If you're excluding the night from Yayin Midin Simcha, can it still be that the Zechira, which is a tofel to the Simcha, should also require Yayin, or maybe not that far that we do not have to go. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.